Hey everyone, Elevens, how are you? It's Queen Cooley, and it is Friday, and it's a beautiful day. And I am sitting in the garden. I just wanted to see a couple, plants and things that we have here. Like, I just thought it would be nice to go outside. We're expecting a storm, so it's a little bit windy. It's really nice. Welcome. I wanted to make this video for you because a couple of days ago, I had a really big breakthrough and an aha moment that I'm sharing with all my clients. And I wanted to give you some insight into maybe if you're struggling right now, which a lot of people are, and kind of why. So basically, 95% of you and I and our brains is unconscious, right? Which means that we're only operating from like 5% of our brain that's actually conscious. So everything underneath, that you have thoughts on, or how you look at the world specifically, that's all happening unconsciously. What does that mean? That means that you are wanting to change, you want a different life, or you want things in your life to change, but you seem to be coming up against the same scenario over and over and over again. Why would that be? And the reason why is because you are manifesting the same scenario over and over again. Why would you be doing that? Especially if it's not something that you want, because of your thinking. And because so much of this is unconscious slash subconscious, it's happening. You're, in other words, any type of situation, you're going to look at it a certain way, right? Which is why it's always fascinating when, say, we watch a movie and you see it one way and the person next to you sees it a completely different way, which you didn't even, you're like, wow, I never even thought of that. Or you might have thought of it and then discarded it as either negative or positive, right? So we all want to change. We all want to get to our next level. But the reason why is because you and me, we're the problem, right? It's us. You're manifesting things over and over again. And if you want things to change, you want to have a different set of circumstances and a different life even, and live life even at a different level, you need to change your thinking, right? And the way that that is done is by you releasing what's been stopping you and blocking you. Because so many of us have patterns and loops that I call them. And the way that we think and the way that we act, we keep doing it and doing it and doing it. And sometimes it might have served us a long time ago, but doesn't serve us anymore. So it's really about time for you to look at what is not serving you. It can be an action, it can be a thought, it can be a circumstance, it can be a pattern, it can be anything or a variety of things. And whatever those are, if they're disempowering, they're going to disempower you and not allow you to move forward, you need to release those things. And I kind of got this vision of, a planet. Let's pretend you're on a planet and it's dark. There's no people. It's uninhabited. There's no life at all. There's no water. It's just dark. And you're the only one there. But if I came along and said, hey, how are you? And you're like, oh my gosh, I want to go to that planet over there because that planet is where my people are, and I want to be there. It's lit, it's nice, there's food, I can rest, right? And I'd be like, okay, take my hand and I'll, bring you over there. But the thing is, you've got to drop everything that you have because what you're carrying right now for this planet won't work for that planet. You're going to be like, well, what is it? I'm going to be like, I can't tell you. But think of the things that don't help you move forward, that get you angry, that get you frustrated, and look at how you react to them, what you're saying. Because as I've always said, guys, your words turn into thoughts and beliefs. What you say is strong. You could heal yourself and heal others and help them, or you can bring them right down and cut them in half just by your mouth, by what you say, right? So yeah, we're the problem, right? It's me, I'm the problem. But really, when you think about it, it makes sense, which is why you've been, I would manifest the same jobs, more than the same job, the same scenario would always happen to me, right? If you watch any of my other videos, I would work in these terrible places, right? It was as bad as the Wolf of Wall Street. That's how bad it was bad. It wasn't funny. It was terrible. And I would be in these places, hardcore selling. I loved my customers. I loved IT, but it was really, doggy dog. It wasn't fun. And then what happens? I'd get laid off, or I'd change to another position with another company. Same scenario. It was almost like I was so disempowered and so didn't believe in myself that I had anything to offer others that I would just basically screw myself every time until I finally realized, say, instead of saying, why does this keep happening to me? I finally was shown, you're doing this. If you want something different, right? It's like, if you want a whole new job or want to go out on your own, have your own business, it takes different skill sets and tools to do that versus working in a cube all day, right? So surrendering and letting go is huge, a way for you to move forward. You only have so much of a container, guys, and you only can hold so much energy. And you want to vibrate at the highest level possible so that you can help others and you can help the world and do what you came here to do. But you can't do that if you're being bogged down with either other people's energies and junk. And on top of that, you're making bad decisions and you don't even realize it. You're just seeing the exterior of why isn't this working and why am I not changing and why am I still doing the same thing over and over? I don't get it. Change your thinking, but first you have to release what's blocking. And that could be something you're saying, a couple things, actions that you're taking, and beliefs that you have, right? So I'm here. I want just to make this video for you because this is a huge part of what I'm teaching. And it goes way deeper than this, but this is just a very small part of it that starts at the beginning. If you want to work with me, there's a couple different ways you can do one-on-one sessions where we work on this stuff. We can also, the Brave Academy is opening in a couple of weeks, and you can join the wait list. All you have to do is email me. And if you'd like to work together, I would love to help you. And I just want to leave you with this. Let me know. And when you reach out to me, that you're ready. Because a lot of times people say they want things and changes, but when it comes down to it, they're not willing to put in the time and the investment that it takes. And I'm not talking just about financial. I'm talking about emotional. I'm talking about setting aside time to do the work. And that's why you guys, most people don't do the work because it's hard. It's not easy. All right. Everything's starting around me, so I'll let you go. Thanks so much, guys. Have a great day. Good weekend. I'll talk to you soon.